Okay, we are on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, about six lines from the bottom, where it says, Boimene Rab Ami Barada Harfana Me Rabba. But before we get to that, it's just worthwhile to repeat one thing that Ramosha, that we said in yesterday's Daf from Ramosha Feinstein. It's in Chelek Dalet of Arachayim and Simon Pei Zayin, where he's talking about making an Erev in Flatbush, and he discusses the fact that Rashi on our Daf had mentioned about 600,000 people. And Rav Moshe felt that that certainly meant anybody who was passing through, and not just people that resided in the city. And because he makes a diuk in Rashi. Rashi says shalohayu nichnasin batamid samach ribui, but they aren't there. Meaning they don't have to live there, but even if they're passing through. And then Rashi says it must. Then Rav Moshe says it must be that anyone in homes in the city of Brooklyn, or anyone in homes in any city where there's too many people, those people in the homes do not count toward the 600,000. They have to be actually present in the street. He says, if you look at the Midbar, there were more than 600,000 people in the Midbar. 600,000 men between the ages of 20 and 60. If you count the women and children and elderly, he says in the Yitshuva that there's Arba O Chamesh Misamach Ribuy. There were four or five times that amount. Therefore, obviously, the 600,000, it must be, that's a number of an estimation of how many people were present on the streets. Well, there weren't streets. How many people were present in the public in the Midbar? How many were hanging around, you know, in the public forum, as opposed to being at home in the tents? That's 600,000. Therefore, when measuring the 600,000, you don't measure anybody in the homes. You only measure people that are actually in the street. And he, in another tshuva, which we did yesterday, he discusses whether cars count or has to be really actually on foot. And I believe he does count cars, even though he doesn't count homes. Okay, so we're continuing in the Gemara on Daf Nun Tesamid Beis, where it says, Boimene Rav Ami Bar Ada Har Pano Me Rabba. Sula Mikan Upesach Mikan. If a street, if a mavoi has, a street has an entrance on one end of the road, and a ladder on the other end of the road. It's picture 220 in the book. So on one end of the road you have a doorway, an opening, and on the other end you have a ladder going up and down to give you access out and into the street. So does that ladder count as making an opening in the street or not? That's the Gemara's question. Because on the one hand, we know that if it would be a wall, if there would be a wall there, it would be able to make an Eruv. Because as we said before, a wall, in other words, a street with only one entrance, is considered not like the Midbar Rashi explained, and therefore it's able to be made an Eruv into. However, here there's a ladder, so you can get out if you want. So what's the rule of a ladder? So, Amalei, Hachi Amarav, this is what Rav said, Sulam, a ladder, Toras Pesach Alav. A ladder has the rule of a Pesach, of an opening. Therefore, since if you want, you can get out of that mavoi, you can climb up the ladder and get out. Therefore, a ladder has the rule of an opening, and therefore you can't make an Eruv here because it's considered open on both ends. Okay? You see it there in the picture book? Okay. So Amalahu Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, Lo titzitzu lehachi. Don't listen to that. That's not an accurate report. Amar Rav Ada. Some say Amar Rav Ada. Amar Rav Ava. Amar Rav. Sulam Toras Pesach Alav, Vitoras Mechitza Alav. It has both. It could be whatever you want to be Makel. If you want, it could be a doorway, like an entranceway. You can get out. If that will give you a kula somehow. Or if you want, it could be a wall. It could be like it's not there. The ladder could be non-existent if that will give you a kula, if that's what you want. That's what Rashi explains. Then the Gemara says, Toras Mechitza Alav Kid Amaran. It can be a mechitza, meaning the ladder will be viewed as if it's not there, like we just said. We didn't just say that. I'm not sure what that means. We didn't just say that. We just said that it could be a doorway. We didn't just say it could be a wall. But we know what it means when it could be a wall. Meaning we're going to view the ladder as if it's not there. Therefore, you have a wall. Therefore, you only have one entrance out of the street, and therefore you can make an Eruv. Right, because it's not a permanent structure, and you have to climb up, and it's not really a door. So therefore, we can view it as if it doesn't exist. We can view it as if it doesn't exist. However you will get a kula out of this, we'll view it. You want to view it as a doorway, you want to view it as a wall. Whatever you want to give you a kula. That's what Rav Nachman says. Toras Pesach Alav. How can it be a Pesach? a doorway and give you a kula? So I'll tell you how. The sulam shebein shtei chatzeros, you have a ladder in between two chatzers. That's picture 221. You have ladders going in and out of two chatzers. Ratzu echad ma'arev. If you want, you can make one eruv for both of them. Why? Because since you have a ladder going in and out, it's like you have an open doorway going in and out. Therefore, both chatzers can combine and make one eruv. Or ratzu shnei ma'arevin. Or if you want, you can view the ladders as if they're non-existent, as if it's a mechitza, as if it's a wall, and therefore each chatzah can make their own eruv, whatever they want. Okay, whatever they want, that's fine. So now the Gemara says, "Umi Amar Rav Nachman Hachi." Did Rav Nachman really say that? That what? That you can make a ladder however you want. But we're going to have now a brisa that doesn't seem to say that. Not a brisa, a memra from the same Rav Nachman, but that doesn't seem to say that at all. Why? The Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, "Anshe Chatzer the Anshe Marpeset." Let's say you have a chatzer and you also have a marpeset. The marpeset is a porch. And Rashi, in this picture 222, Rashi explains that you have a lower level of houses and an upper level of apartments. And the upper level of apartments can get down to the ground level via a ladder. Now, since they both have the same access to the same chatzer, we've said this rule many times, you must join everybody that's available in an eruv. Otherwise, the eruv is no good. So, here, the people on the second floor have full rights to the people on the ground floor. Therefore, you must include them in an eruv. Now the Gemara says, so you have anshe chatzer v'anshe marpeset. You have the lower floor and the upper floor. Sheshachu, they forgot. The lower floor made an eruv and forgot to include the upper floor. You see it in picture 222. They forgot the low eruvu and they didn't include them. So now the Gemara says, im yesh lefnehem daka arba'a. If, in picture number 222, they have, on the bottom of the ladder, a small daka, a small, like, little entranceway, we had a daka yesterday, a small little entranceway to indicate that we want no part of your chatzer, we want to have nothing to do with you. So if they built such a little entranceway to indicate that, then, eino osereth. The fact that there's no Eruv that included the upper level won't answer the lower level's Eruv. Why not? Because the upper level is like it's considered its own world because they made a daka. So they're not included. The Imlav, but if they didn't make such a daka, Osereth. The fact that the upper level was not included in the Eruv is going to answer the lower level's Eruv. But if we're saying that a ladder can be Lakula, let's view the ladder as if it's of mechitza, and therefore the upper level is its own world anyway. And they won't answer the lower levels Eruv. Why don't we say that? If you're always using a ladder as a kula, then why don't we just ignore the fact that the ladder's there, which we said on the bottom of our base we were allowed to do. And if you say that, then there's no problem with this Eruv. So why don't we say that? So the Gemara says, Hacha b'mayaskinon, you know what we're talking about over here? Bidelo gova marpeset asara, where the marpeset is less than 10 tfachim above the ground. If you look at picture 223, it's very difficult to envision this without looking at the picture. In this case, if you see the picture, the second floor is basically less than 10 tfachim off the ground. Therefore, there's going to be one chatzah regardless of whether or not there's a ladder there. You don't even need that ladder. I don't even know what the ladder's doing there. If you look at the ladder, you don't need a ladder there. Just pick up your foot and you go up onto the porch. So the fact that the ladder's there has no bearing on this Eruv. There's no bearing. So now the Gemara asks, fine. V'ilo gavoa marpeset asara, if the marpeset is basically only less than 10 tefachim from the ground, meaning it's pretty much flush with the ground, so kika avid daka mayhava. So what'd you make a daka for? What'd you make that little entranceway for? What are you cordoning off? It's really, what the Gemara is really saying is, this is considered one Rishus. It's you and the Marpeset. But it's less than 10 Tvachim. It's not its own place. So, right? You understand? Got that? So the Gemara answers, B'migufefes ad eser amos. Where they made a wall, it's still in the picture, they made a wall, blocking off access to the Marpeset. They made a wall of slightly less than 10 amos. So, that wall, that gray wall that's going across the whole marpeset, slightly less than 10 amos. Therefore, they're trying to indicate, even though we're less than 10 tefachim off the ground, we still want to be considered our own rishos. And by making a wall like that, less than 10, with a less than 10 amma entranceway, that's what we're trying to indicate. That we don't want to be connected to you at all. Therefore, kivan the avid daka, once they made a daka, they made a little entranceway, istaluke istaluk le mehacha, they are removed from the main bottom level chatzar, they're considered their own world, and therefore anything they do will not be, then anything the bottom chatzar did without including the marpeset won't make a difference because they're considered two different worlds. Okay. Next. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Kosel, if you have a wall, Sheritzpa Bisulamos, which is lined with ladders, it's picture 224. Picture 224, you see the wall is lined with ladders, both sides from front to back. The whole wall is one huge ladder, basically. What? No, here it means that it's lined. Sheritzpa Besulamos. It's lined with ladders. If you look at the picture, you'll see what it means. It's hard to envision without looking at the picture. So if the wall is lined with ladders, Afilu Beyeser Me Eser, even if the wall is bigger than 10 amos, even if it's so big, it's so large, nevertheless, Taras Mechitza Olav. If you want, you can still view this as a Mechitza, you can still view the ladders as if they're not there, even though there are so many of them, and access between each one could be so easy. Nevertheless, as we said before, ladders are a big kula, and we're going to view the ladders as if they're not there, and therefore, even if there are so many, it'll still be considered like a Mechitza, and each mechatzer can do their own thing. They're not connected at all. So now we're going to have the exact same question from the marpeset that we just had. And the Gemara is going to give the exact same answer. Don't bring me a question from the marpeset, because the marpeset's a case where it's less than 10 tefachim away, and the ladder's not even necessary. That's the Gemara. It's the same exact Gemara. So Rami Yalei, Rav Bruna, Rav Yehuda, Rav Bruna asked Rav Yehuda, b'matzarta debei Rav Chanina, at the wine press of Rav Chanina, They were there and he asked the following question. The Gemara always does that. The Gemara always tells you where they were when the question came up. It was the day of so and so's son's wedding, and they were walking the shuk. They were at the market. They were at the laundromat. They were always at a different place. It's always to emphasize that no matter what they were doing, they were always talking and learning. So they were at the wine press. They were checking the wine, and they were busy asking questions in Erevin. And he asked, "Mi Amar Shmuel? Did Shmuel really say the Taurus Mechitza Olav? That even if there are so many ladders, you can still view them as if they're non-existent? Did Shmuel really say that? Aye, but Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. But Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, the same Shmuel, Anshe Merpeset, if you have the people in the upper level, the Anshe Chatzar, and the people in the Chatzar, in the lower level, Sheshachu, that they forgot, the low Irvu, and the upper level, Merpeset, was not included in the Eruv, Im Yesh Lefarneha Daka, so if the bottom of the Chatzar, right at the entrance of the ladder, they made a little daka, they made a little fence, indicating they want to be cordoned off, arba, and it's at least four tefachim big, then eino oseres. The fact that the upper level is not included in the eruv will not aser the lower level's eruv. Why not? Because by making that daka there, they're indicated that they want to be cordoned off. V'yam lav, and if not, if there's no daka there, oseres, it'll aser, the fact that the upper level was not included, will aser the lower level's Eruv. Why? Because the ladder connects the two, so it's considered one world. So the Gemara says, but if you're telling me that even if there's so many ladders can be viewed as if they're non-existent, why can't this ladder be viewed as non-existent? So the Gemara answers, Hachav Mayaskin, and what's the case over here? No, the low gov of my peasant Asara. No, we're talking about a tiny little porch. It isn't even 10 tefachim off the ground. Therefore, the ladder's not even necessary. And it's certainly one chatzar. It's certainly one place. Sigmar asked the same question. So, if Elo Govam are Peset Asara, if it's only less than 10 tefachim off the ground, so Ki Avedaka Mayhava. What does the Daka accomplish? What does that little cordoning off accomplish? It's one chatzar, basically. Basically, one big chatzar. Okay, so you have a little bit of a step to get to the second part of the chatzar. It's one huge chatzar. So Gemara says, no, having been migufefes ad eser amos, but they built a wall trying to cordon off the marpeset. They built a wall. So the only way to get access from the lower level into the marpeset, even though it's only 10 tvachim off the ground, is by going through one little entranceway, which is less than 10 amos big. So kivon the avid daka. So they're trying to be their own reshus. So how do they accomplish that? They build a wall with leaving space of less than 10 amos, and then they put a daka in the front, and then istaluke istalek mehacha. Then they indicate that they want to be totally removed. And therefore, they consider two different worlds, and anything one chatzer does will not affect the other. Fine. Now you can see a very rare Gemara where you're going to see how the mind of an Amora works and how he goes back and forth and back and forth. Abaya, the great Abaya, he goes back and forth and back and forth with himself to try, well, maybe this, maybe that, to try to get a psak. So, Hani b'nei Kakunoi, there were the people in the town of Kakunoi, the Asi lekamedr of Yosef. They came in front of Rav Yosef. They came to Rav Yosef. The town came to Rav Yosef. Amrulei, and they told Rav Yosef, Havlon Gavra, send us someone, Dila Arivlon Masyan, who can make an Erev in our city. We don't have Hilchas Erevin. It's very difficult. Please send somebody to our town. Send someone who knows the halacha, and he can make a very nice Erev for us. So Amalei La Abaya. So Rav Yosef said to Abaya, Zil Arav Lahu, go make an Erev for them. The chazi, and make sure and see to it, delo mitzavcha alei bebei midrasha. Make sure that they don't complain to me about it later on in the Beis Medrash. Make sure this is foolproof Eruv. I don't want problems later on. Even back then there were problems. I don't want problems later on. So make sure this is a good Eruv. So Abaya got all nervous. So Azal he went, and Chaza he saw Lahanu Bate de Pesiche Lenahara. He saw that there were certain houses whose doorways faced the river, meaning that there were no windows in these homes. So the doorways faced the river. Therefore, Abaya felt, and Rashi explains, this was a city that had once upon a time been very large, and now it got a little smaller. Therefore, as the Mishnah said yesterday, you have to leave over a certain part, right? And we said yesterday that it should be a reminder that there's such a thing as Hotzah. Right, that's what Rav Moshe said, that maybe it's not such a bad thing if he said this about Brooklyn also. Maybe it's not such a bad thing, even though he understood that the women are prisoners and they have no access to go out, and it's a diminishment of Onik Shabbos. But he said maybe it's not such a bad thing. You see, there is a concept, Rashi quotes, of not forgetting the problem, not forgetting the Isra Fotza. Right? We had the discussion about not forgetting about the issues of Eruv. So Rav Moshe says there is such an aspect, you see right here. So they had to cordon off a part of the property, part of the city. So Abaya said, listen, these houses, they don't even face the city. So these are the best houses to cordon off, because they don't even face the city. The doorways are facing the river, the waterfront property. So I'll cordon those houses off, because they don't face the city anyway. So they're not even really part of the city. So those are the best houses that I'm going to do to cordon off. They won't be part of the Eruv. That's what Abaya says to himself. Amar, he says, Hani lahavi shir lamasa. Those houses are going to be the shir, the leftover part for the town. Rashi says, Pischehan achore ha'ir lenahar. The entrances are on the opposite side of everybody else's, facing the river. And v'lohayu lehem pesach besoch la'ir. They have no entrances in the city. So those are the best houses to cordon off and exclude from the Eruv. And the rest of the city, I can make a very nice Eruv. Hadar, and he thought about it. He thought about it some more, and he said, no, that's not a good idea. That won't work. Why not? Amar, because he said to himself, Ein ma'arvin es kula tanan. The Mishnah said that you're not allowed to include the entire city. You must leave off a part of the city, right? As a reminder, you must leave off a part of the city. Abaya now says, Michlal, it seems from the language of that line of the Mishnah, that Ein Ma'arvin Es Kula, that V'i Bo'ili Iruve Motzi Ma'arve. If you wanted to include the part of the city that you're cordoning off, you'd be able to. Since these doorways don't face the city, I couldn't include them in the Eruv anyway, because they're not even part of the city. They don't face the city. They're like sort of outside the city. Even though they're in the actual geographic location of the city, since no entrances go into the city, I couldn't include these houses anyway. If I can't include these houses cannot serve as the leftover portion. That's what Abaye says to himself. Ella, therefore, what am I going to do? The Ovid Le Kvi. I'm going to make windows in these houses. I'm going to call a contractor. I'm going to tell him, listen, guys, you have to pay now to put windows in your windows in the back of your houses. So the windows will now be facing the rest of the town. And those windows will be big enough that if I wanted to make an Erev, the windows would be give me access to the from those houses to everybody else's that I could use in the Erev. Then I'll be able to exclude these houses from the Erev. This is what's going on in Abaye's mind. So I must force them all to put windows into the houses. Okay? The E boy la ruve derechalonos matim arve. So if I wanted to include them through the windows, I'd be able to. That's what he says. Hadar, he thought about it some more. Omer, and he said, no, low boy, I don't have to do that. I don't have to make such an inconvenience to everybody. Why not? To Haraba Baravua, because in Rabba Baravua's case, Ma'arav la Lakula Mechuza, he made an Erev in the entire city of Mechuza. Arsiyasa, Arsiyasa. He did it by neighborhood. He did each neighborhood, he gave him its own Erev. Okay, he gave each neighborhood its own Erev. Mishum Peira, now how could he do that? And Rashi explains, Mechuza was a city, I believe Rashi says that, Mechuza was a city that he couldn't make one Erev in the whole city because there were these, back in the Gemara, Mishum Peira de Beiture, there were these huge areas, ditches in the city that were they would store animal food in there. So the animals, whenever they would travel, they would always have access to food and nourishment. Those things were so large, they broke up the city. So the only option they had now, it's a picture of it in Rashi. I don't think there's a picture of it in the picture book. It's a picture of it in Rashi. You see those like those oval-shaped things in Rashi? Those are ditches that they would store food. Those things were very large. They were like more than 4 tefachim and 10 tefachim. Therefore, they separated the Eruv. So he had to make an Eruv in each neighborhood. Each little neighborhood, he made a separate Eruv. So what do you see?
And back in the Gemara,
each area, each neighborhood is considered left over of the other neighborhood. Right? Neighborhood A is the leftovers of neighborhood B. Neighborhood C is the leftovers of neighborhood B. Right? So he was able to make Eruvs in all little neighborhoods, and he always had a leftover portion in the other neighborhood.
Even though, the Afal Gaf, even though, the E boy li ruve bahadi hadadi, Lo matim arve.
Had he wanted to make one Erev, he wouldn't have been able to. Because those things blocked. So what do you see? Even though you could not make one Erev in the city, you're still allowed to make an Erev with a part of the town that could not be made into the Erev. Right? Let's say that again. That was a little confusing. Even though you could not make one gigantic Erev, you still were able to make a smaller Erev and exclude a portion that couldn't have been in the Erev. So too, Abaye says to himself, I don't have to make windows. And Mechuzah didn't have to do that. Right? They were able to cordon off portions of the city, even though they couldn't make one gigantic Eruv. So do here. Even though I can't include these waterfront houses, because they have no entrances facing anybody else. Nevertheless, I don't have to make windows. They did it in Mechuzah. I can do it here too. Then...
Weren't these houses supposed to be the ones that were being excluded?
No, they told Abaye, go to that city, make a good Eruv for them.
I know, so he was excluding...
So he thought to himself, those are the best houses to exclude because they're anyway not facing the town. They're like anyway like a secluded part of the town. So I'll exclude them. Then he said, I can't because if I wanted to include them in an Erev, I wouldn't be able to. I wouldn't be able to because they're such
excluded... The
so we're going to see in a second. Hadar, so he thought to himself, the only thing I could do is make windows. I don't have to do that. They didn't do that in Mechuzah. Hadar, when he thought about it some more, he said, wait a minute. Amar, he said, no, lo dummy. I can't compare what's going on here to what's going on in Mechuzah. Hasam in Mechuzah, e boy li ruve derech gagos. What they could have done was, Rashi explains, in Mechuzah, the homes had very long roofs. And each roof extended to the other roof. So like the whole town, if you look at a bird's eye view of the whole town was one big town. Even though there were these ditches on the ground level, yeah, that's true. But via the roofs, the whole town could have been one huge town. Therefore, Mechuzah can't be a riot to me. I don't have that here. So Mechuzah can't be a riot to me, because Mechuzah really could have been. The entire town could have been made into one big Eruv. Therefore, you can exclude whatever portion you want. But over here, I cannot make these houses into my town. If I wanted to make an Eruv with one Eruv in this whole town, I couldn't include these homes.
Therefore, I'm stuck. I have to make windows. I have to knock on their doors and tell them, if you want to make an Erev in this town, you have to break open your walls and put windows there. And Vahani Loma Arve, in this town, I can't make the Erevs via the roofs. Hilgach Na'abdin Kvi. Therefore, I'm going to tell them they must make windows. Hadar, and he thought about it some more. Amar, and he said, no. Kvi Nami Lo Boy. I don't have to make windows. I don't have to. You know why not? Tahu Beitivna, because there was the storehouse of straw. Tahavile Lamar Bar Pudisa Mipumpedisa, that there was a storehouse, which Rashi points out, nobody lives in that. It's not a dira. There was a storehouse, a storage house of this guy in Pumpedisa, Vishavya Shir Lapumpedisa. And that house served as the shiur for the entire town of Pumpedisa. So what do you see? That couldn't have been included in the Erev. It's not a home. It's just a storehouse. So what do you see? You see that even if it could not have been included, even if it couldn't have been included in the Erev, it still fits to be used as the one to be excluded. Amar, he said, therefore, I don't have to make windows, and I can make the Erev and exclude those homes. Amar, Hainu de Amar Limar, that's what Rav Yosef said to me. Chazi, make sure the law mitzavkes alive the Beit Midrasha, that they don't scream at you in the Beit Midrasha. Because I don't want a telegram, I don't want them coming to me and saying, what's he doing, Abai? He's making us break down our walls? What's going on here? So Abai thought about it, he thought about it back and forth and back and forth, and he finally concluded, I don't have to do it. So the Magen Avraham wonders, why is it that nobody in anyone's towns, there were big towns that became small, why are there no why are there no leftover portions? You don't see that. He didn't see it anywhere. He says in Shin Samach Beis, Tzarech Iyun. It's a question. One second.
No, all these towns were in Babylonia, right?
Most of them, yeah.
So when they're talking about town being smaller, do they include going to, or?
We're going to get to Goyim in 1 second. So the Magen Avraham had a question. Tzarech Iyun. Delo Reisi Nitharin Bazeh. I don't see any town that's mocked in this. That's insistent to leave over some portion, as Rashi explained, to make it hecker that there's such an issue of carrying. And you only will make that mistake if it was once upon a time a large town that became smaller. Because the East. That's what the Rabbanan from answers. The Efsher could be the Svirale Karashi that we all hold like Rashi, which today we all do. We all use. The Rashi's Chiddush of 600,000 is a tremendous kula. Because without Rashi, Rashi's the first person to come up with that idea. Otherwise, we would have thought maybe it's just streets of 16 amos wide that the Gemara had in the first parak. Rashi adds on, it also has to have 600,000 people. That's very rare. It's very rare in the olden days to have such a large city. That's very uncommon, especially in times of the Gemara. They didn't have such large cities. So he says, maybe they hold on like Rashi, the Ein Nikvar and Rabim Pesuchim Misamech Ribui. That if it doesn't have that many people, it's not called a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So anyway, there was never a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So they never had to worry about this issue. That's why they never made these Shiurim. That's what the Magen Avraham says. And the Mishnah Brura says in the Shartziyah, and on the bottom, he says, over there, he says, Lochei Nirali, Dibirov Mekomos, in most towns, Yesh Bate Akum. There are Goyim there. Every town has Goyim. There's no such thing. I mean, not in Israel, this could be possibly not true. There could be towns where there's no Arabs and there's no Christians. But in Europe, where they all lived, and in other parts of the world, every town's got some Goyim. Therefore, the Havi Shir. The Goyim are the Shir. The houses of the Goyim, that can serve as the leftover portion that's not being included in the Erev. Even though it's probably included in the Erev, we said yesterday. Even though it's probably included in the Eruv, but the fact that there's a goy there, that's enough of a reminder that there's such a concept of leaving over houses. So that's how he saves everybody. And he says, Kimo Shekasav Magen Avraham B'Shem Haran. And then he says, Ukimo Shekasav Magen Avraham B'Shem Haran. And like the Magen Avraham said in the name of the Ran, that anyway you don't really have these Rosh Hashanah Rabim D'Oraisas at all. But even if you do, and if the town was big and then it became small, you can rely on the fact that there's usually Goyim there and the Goyim save everybody. So sometimes Goyim are.
So why then Rav Moshe was bothered by the concept of Flatbush having a native? You can always cordon off a portion of Flatbush. right, where they're going and have and have a reminder.
No, he was just saying that wasn't a conclusionary rule that he said. He was just saying that one of the reasons that people are so interested in making an Eruv is so that they shouldn't be prisoners.
Right.
So he was saying, I understand that concern, but there is also a concern about remembering that such a thing as carrying on Shabbos.
Yeah,
which today, most of us here, where there's an Eruv, you forget.
Right. But if you
and like I said yesterday, there's a movement to take down the Eruv once a year. So on Friday night after the shir, someone came over to me and said that he's trying to talk to the Vod, that once a year they take the Eruv down, and the Vod doesn't want to because it's going to be particularly a bigger kilkel. That's how the kids going to know, and how the wives are going to know, who's going to remember what Shabbos it is, and it has much greater potential.
But it's much greater potential for
mishap.
But all you have to do is court an open area in what? Five towns with.
I know. So.
What?
Right, that could be also. It's not a city. No, but that's the idea that we should remember that such a thing as carrying on Shabbos.
They should tell us that the Eruv is down, but don't take it.
They just send everyone to clap for a Shabbos.
Right. Send everybody to clap for a Shabbos. Okay, so that ends that discussion. So now, the Gemara had said that if the town, the Mishnah on Samach, on Nun Tes Amud Aleph had said that if you're going to cordon off a portion of the town, it must be like the size of this town of Chadasha, which Tosfos says was the town in the portion of Yehuda. It's a pasuk in Yehoshua that was one of the towns that was given to Yehuda. And if that town is 50 people or less, like Chadasha, then it doesn't have to be cordoned off. That's the size that has to be cordoned off. And then Rav Shimon said, no, Gimel Chatzeros of Shnei Batim. Three chatzos of two houses. So the Gemara says, Tanya, Amr Yehuda, El Imkain Asa Chutzalak Ir Chadasha. The cordoned off portion has to be 50 houses, like Chadasha. Tanya, Amr Yehuda, Ir Achas Haiseb Yehuda. There was one town in Yehuda, the Chadasha Shema, and it was called Chadasha. Vahayba Gimel Nun De Yurin Anashim Nashim V'Tath, and it had 50 people, men, women, and children. And that's the area. Hayu Misharin Chachamim. That's the area that the Chacham said has to be left over. Vehi Haisa Shiur, Vehi Haisa Shiur, and that was the Shiur. So Yibayelahu, Chadasha Mahu. What about the town of Chadasha itself? Chadasha served as the shiur for another town or a bigger town. So what about Chadasha itself? Does Chadasha itself have to make its own eruv? So Gemara answers, of course. Chadasha ki heched ihi havi shiur legedola. Just like it serves as a leftover portion of a much larger area, gedola nami havi shiur lekatana. So that larger area is left over of the smaller area, meaning that if Chadasha wants to make its own eruv, they certainly can. But everyone else in the bigger town will know, I can't carry over there. They can't carry one to the other. So the Gemara says, no, like Ekein Chadasha. What I meant to ask was, a town like Chadasha, and the Mefarshim explained, a town that's so small, it once upon a time was so large, and now it's so tiny, it doesn't even have 50 people. Does that town also have to leave over a portion? I understand if it had 600,000 and it was 580,000. Okay, so people will, back and forth, shake their head. Such a tiny little town now, it's nothing. And they also have to leave over? So like, where's that the machlokas? I'm Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Chana Rav Boishir, V'chadam Alo Boishir. It's a machlokas. Rav Shimon Amar Gimel Chatzeros. Rav Shimon said three Chatzeros. So I'm Rav Chama Bar Gurya Amar Rav. Rav Chama Bar Gurya said the name of Rav. Halacha Kir Rav Shimon. The halacha is like Rav Shimon. That what? That it has to be three houses in two chatzers. Rav Yitzchak Omer, Rav Yitzchak says, Afilu bayis echad v'chatzer achas. Even one house in one chatzer. So the Gemara says, chatzer achas alkatadach, one chatzer? No, ele'ema bayis echad v'chatzer achas. One house in one chatzer. That's enough of a shiur. Rashi says, you see the raya from the storehouse. One, it was one house. The storehouse in Pupadisa. It was one house in one chatzer. Tosfos says, no, it was one house in a chatzer of three. Because he's not going to hold like this Rav Yitzchak. Amalei Abayel Rabbi Yosef, Had Rabbi Yitzchak, this issue of Rabbi Yitzchak of narrowing it down to one house, is that Gemara or Svara? Is that a Gemara? Is that a tradition? Or he thought that up by himself? It's a Svara. Amalei, my nafkalon mina, what's the difference? We don't hold like that. According to Tosfos, the difference is, we don't hold like him anyway, Rabbi Yitzchak. Who cares what he said? So Amalei, no, Gemara, Zamrusa Tehei, Gemara should just be like a song, meaning without rhyme or reason, just to sing something. We want to know the reasoning behind it. Now, the question is, who's this Rav Yitzchak? Tosfos says, Rav Yitzchak was an Amora. So he can't argue on a Tana, he can't argue on our Mishnah, therefore we don't hold like him. The Rosh says no. This is the Yitzchak was a Tana, because it's Rebbe Yitzchak. So that's one indication it could be a Tana. Anyone with a Rav is certainly not a Tana, except for three places in Shas. But Rebbe Yitzchak could be a Tana, or it could be an Amora that had Smicha in Eretz Yisrael, like Rebbe Yochanan, the first generation Amora. But the Rosh says it was certainly a Tana, by the way, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like this. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, it only needs one house to leave over. Not like Rav Shimon, and certainly not like you need 50 people. So even though Tosfos says he was an Amora, most assume that he was a Tana, and therefore there was another Tana out there who said no, even one house, and that's how we hold. Okay. Next, the Mishnah says, Mishahai b'mizrach, if somebody's in the east, v'amal livno, and he says to his son, Arvli b'mayrav, make for me an Erev westbound. Make for me an Erev west farther away. Or b'mayrav, or he's in the west, v'amal livno, and he says to his son, Arvli b'mizrach, make for me an Erev b'mizrach, in the eastern side. If from where he's standing to his house is 2,000 amos, v'le'iruvo yoser mikan, and his Erev is further away than that, Mutter lebeso, he's allowed to go to his house because it's within 2,000 amos. For usher leiruvo, and it's usher to go to his eruv because it's beyond 2,000 from where he was when Shabbos began. And Rashi says, but wait a minute, didn't we have the Gemara earlier that in such a case you're a traveler, you're stuck, for you can't move at all if you do this kind of thing where you're trying to make an eruv further away from where you are, you can't move at all. So Rashi answers, over there you're a traveler, you had no home. Here it's assumed that if the eruv is no good, at least I can go to my house. Right? If you're a wandering guy, you have nothing, then you have nothing. So what's the difference if it's farther away or further away? But here, since you have a home within 2,000 amos, we assume if the Erev is no good, we at least let you go to your home. Fine. If the Erev is 2,000 amos away, and his house is further than 2,000 amos away, and the Gemara is going to say, how can that be, if your house comes first always, then also lebeso, you can't go to your house. Umutul eruv, you can go to your eruv. Hanosin is eruv be ibur shalir. If you make your eruv, you make your eruv tchum in the ibura of the city, lo asav lo klum. You didn't do anything. Why not? Because you get that space anyway. Anyway, you get the ibur shalir. You get the extra 70 amos. You have to put your eruv further than that because anyway you get that space. Nasnu chutz l'tchum. If you put it outside the tchum, and the Gemara is going to say it doesn't mean outside the tchum. It means outside the ibur shalir. Then afilu ama achas, even one ama. So mashenizkar hu mastid. What you gain, you lose. Meaning, when you put your eruv on one side of the city, you lose the amount of space on the other side of the city that you can walk. So if you put your eruv 1,000 amos over there, you can walk 3,000 in that direction, but only 1,000 in the other direction. Because whatever you gain on one side, you lose on the other side. That's a principle of eruv that we knew that since day one. The Mishnah says it first on Daf Samach on Aleph Amud Beis. So after 60 blot of Erevin, we get to a rule that we learned on day one. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Kasal kadaitach lemizrach beso. If we think that the east means the eastern side of the house, and lemayrav beso, and the west means on the western side of the house, so bishloma haymena ula beso al payamama liruva yesamikan. So it makes sense to say that he reaches his house first, because we're talking about the directions of east and west, and the Erev is further away than that. So Meshkachasla, the Mati Lubeise, first you reach your house, Velo Mati Liruva, but you don't reach your Erev. Elohaimena Uliruva al Payamama, but if you were saying that your house always comes first. So the Mishnah said, if you reach your Erev, if your Erev is in 2,000 amos, then you're allowed to walk to your Erev, but you're not allowed to walk to your house. Ulubeise Yesemikan, Hechi Meshkachasla. So how can that ever happen? Your house is always first. How can you even get to your Erev before you get to your house? So the Gemara gives two answers. Amalei Rav Yitzchak, no. Misavarta lemizrach lemizrach beso ulemayrav lemayrav beso. Do you think that east means east of the house and west means west of the house? No. Lo lemizrach lemizrach beno. It means where your son is. Ulemayrav mayrav beno, and it means where the west is where your son is. So it could be that your heir will be before your house because the orientations are your son, not your house. Or Rabbi Bar Shila Amar Afilu Tema Lemizrach Lemizrach Beso Ulamayrav Lemayrav Beso. It could be your house. Kigon, for example, Dekai Beise Baal Kisona, where the house is on a diagonal. So if I'm standing here, so straight ahead of me could be my house on the Eruv. It could be more east or more west, but it's going to be 2,000. It could be that I could reach the Eruv first. Fine. So the Mishnah said Hanos Eruvo Besachi Bura. So the Gemara says, Chutz l'tchum sal kadaitach? You thought that the guy's putting the Erev outside the tchum? That doesn't make any sense. Ele'ema chutz l'ibura. No, he meant to say, you put it outside the Ibura. You know, we could stop here because, we'll do two more lines. Now, the Mishnah said, Mashinisker hu masid. What you gain on one side, you lose on the other side, because, as we said, that's the rule of Erev. Erev Trum, whatever, however many feet, however many amos, you place your Erev on the west, you will lose that distance walking on the eastern side. That we know. So the Gemara says, Mashinisker Vesulo, but what you only lose whatever amount you've placed on the other side, and that's all. Votanya, but we have another price that says as follows. Hanosin Esiruvo Bisoch Ibur Shalir, if somebody puts his Erev in the Ibur Shalir, Lawasavolo Klum, that he does nothing because you get that space anyway. That's part of the city. That we all know. The questions are the following. Nasnu chutzli ibur shalir, if you place it outside the ibur shalir, afilu ama achas, even one ama, mishniskar osa ama, you gain that ama, umasid es kola ir kula, but you lose the entire city. We've been under the assumption that the entire city is considered really no space. Right? The 2,000 start at the edge of the city, not the city itself. The city is always considered zero territory. But here this Brisa says you lose the whole city. Why? Because the midah of the city includes the tchum. That's something we never heard before. So the Gemara says, lo kashas, that's not a problem at Brisa. Why? Kan shekolsa midaso b'chati yair. One case is talking about where your tchum ends in middle of the city, and kan shekolsa midaso b'sofa yair. And one's talking about where your tchum ends in the edge of the city. If it ends in the middle of the city, you're stuck. If it ends in the edge of the city, then you get the whole city. And of course we're talking about somebody, all the pictures in the book indicate, of course we're talking about somebody who's not a resident of the city. If you're a resident of the city, you always get the whole city. We're talking about a guy who's outside the city. Now he's not a resident, he's a traveler. And now when he's measuring the 2,000, he's got to stop wherever the 2,000 is, even if it's in the middle of the city. He's stuck. But if you're a resident of the city, you certainly get the whole city. And if you happen to be, the city's very, very narrow, where you're here, and you measure 2,000, it'll reach the edge of the city, you get that entire city. We can stop here. The Gemara's just going to bring a proof to that, and the Gemara's going to say that this rule has no svara. It's like nevius. It's nevua. It's prophecy. It has no rhyme or reason. Hashem said it. That's the way it is.
So, does the
what? We had the cases about children. So we said that it doesn't work. You have to watch them. Remember, we said you have to watch them. Today's shiur was learned Le'ili Nishmas. We don't know. Okay.
There's a car brush outside.